This podcast is brought to you by Adidas. Same dogs, new threads. Head to huskyteamstore.com to check out the new collection. This podcast is sponsored by University Bookstore. Join the Pack Rewards and save 10% on Husky gear every day, even on game day. Join the Pack today at ubookstore.com.
Hey, welcome to the wrap-up. I'm Claudia Yaw, news editor at The Daily. Today I'm going to be talking about a news article that ran this week that was a feature on UW senior and environmental activist Benji Backer. Our writer, Thomas Newman, is not in the studio today, but Thomas did a really, really great job highlighting a student activist. You know, The Daily's first print edition this quarter was a huge feature on the climate strike, which was a global event largely inspired by Greta Thunberg. In Seattle, the strike was pretty massive. You can check out our coverage of it online. And this article really circled back to the issue of climate change and actually starts out in Congress with Greta. I'm going to read some of the article now. In September, senior Benji Backer testified before the U.S. House of Representatives alongside climate activists Greta Thunberg, Vic Barrett, and Seattle native Jamie Morgolin. Congress invited Backer to testify on behalf of the American Conservation Coalition, or ACC, an organization that he founded and is currently the president of. And while he shares the distinction of being a young environmental activist with Thunberg and the other witnesses, he was unique in being the only young conservative to testify. Active on over 180 college campuses nationwide, the ACC is a national nonprofit organization focused on engaging conservatives on environmental issues and pushing for bipartisan action. Quote, "I think what a lot of college students don't understand about the political realm is that there's actually way more agreement among people who are Democrat and Republican than they think," Backer said. You know, most Republicans and Democrats care about the environment. In his testimony, Backer emphasized the need for American leadership to combat climate change and advocated for increasing funding for research. He pushed for clean energy solutions and diversified domestic energy production. Additionally, he urged Congress to consider exporting American clean energy technology to developing nations to help them transition away from fossil fuels. The roots of Backer's political activism stem from the 2008 presidential race. At the age of 10, Backer decided he was a conservative while watching the then-Senators Barack Obama and John McCain debate. By the age of 14, Backer was deeply involved in the politics of his home state, Wisconsin. During the 2012 election, he made 22,000 phone calls as a volunteer. According to Backer, that was the most of any volunteer statewide. He rose to national prominence, appearing on Fox News and speaking at the Conservative Political Action Conference in Washington, D.C. in 2014. You can see that on C-SPAN, by the way. Despite his rise, Backer decided to take a break from politics his senior year of high school and eventually re-engaged in college with an eye on having a more positive impact. Quote, "I was part of a very divisive political culture," Backer said. "Hammering on Obama, hammering on, you know, whatever. I looked back on that, and that's not productive." During Backer's freshman year at the UW, he took an environmental entrepreneurship course that inspired the pairing of his political acumen and a lifelong love for the environment. Less than a year later, in 2017, Backer founded the ACC with a focus on free market environmental solutions. Quote, "If you searched conservative Republican environmental on Google in 2015 or 2016, there was nothing," Backer said, emphasizing the importance of the ACC as an outlet to engage young conservatives who care about the environment.
This podcast is also brought to you by Global Innovation Exchange. Are you ready to lead the development of innovative solutions for connected devices or robotics? The UW Master of Science and Technology Innovation, MSTI, offered by the Global Innovation Exchange, teaches the skills needed to go from concept to development and onto market. GAX is a new model of experiential education founded by the UW, Tsinghua University, and Microsoft. Work alongside industry sponsors to get hands-on experience. Courses are focused in the areas of design thinking, technology development, and entrepreneurship. Learn more at our next info session on October 3rd at 6 p.m. at the UW Allen Library Auditorium, and explore our cutting-edge space on December 5th at 5:20 p.m. at the Global Innovation Exchange in Bellevue. Learn more and sign up at gixnetwork.org. GIX, Design, Build, Launch.
Since its creation 2 years ago, the ACC has found a foothold in the center-right. The organization has been active in endorsing candidates, lobbying for various policies, and attracting young conservatives on college campuses around the country. Quote, "It's important for us to become a part of this national conversation in order to truly protect our environment and our natural resources for our children, our grandchildren, and our great-grandchildren," Jack Pickett, the executive vice chair of the Washington College Republican Federation, who works along the ACC, said. That was a long sentence. "If you want to find someone who is passionate and wants to be active and really wants to make a difference, there's no better place to look than young people on college campuses," Pickett said. While the UW is technically not an official ACC campus, the ACC has worked with Pickett and other organizations on campus. According to Backer, the ACC has spoken with several green groups on campus, partnered with both the College Democrats and the College Republicans for events, and worked in other official capacities with the university. One major initiative the ACC helped spearhead at the UW was the hashtag Huskies for Salmon petition drive in May 2018. The petition was in support of national legislation to promote the protection of salmon in the Pacific Northwest. In the one-day petition drive, the ACC collected over 630 signatures on the UW campus. The petition was sent to every member of the Washington, Oregon, and Idaho congressional delegation, as well as every member of the Washington state legislation. According to Backer, the ACC received a lot of positive feedback and support from both Democrats and Republicans. In December of 2018, S-3119, Endangered Salmon Predation Prevention Act, was passed into law with the support of every member of the Washington, Oregon, and Idaho House delegations. Backer and the ACC pushed for more incremental legislation that garners bipartisan support. Rather than fighting for the Green New Deal, Backer believes that advocating for policy changes piece by piece can significantly curb the effects of climate change and protect the environment. Quote, "There's too much division in this country to pass one massive piece of legislation, and I think you have seen that time after time after time," Backer said, expanding on his congressional testimony. Quote, "The last big piece of legislation was Obamacare in 2010. Backer believes that the rhetoric around climate change must be transformed. He argues that the conversation cannot declare that something like the Green New Deal is the only solution. He believes it is too partisan, too difficult to implement, and too large of a government policy. Quote, "You've got to start with these small-scale wins. For a long time, we have heard X bill doesn't do enough for climate change, and it doesn't get passed because it doesn't do enough, and then we're stuck with nothing." Backer sees the challenge of climate change as an opportunity to bring people across partisan and generational lines to support step-by-step policy solutions that protect the environment. Quote, "Every time we've had a problem in world history that has been solved, we came together as people." Thanks for listening to The Wrap-Up. And check out our coverage on newsstands near you or at dailyuw.com.